Beis Nissen, Sunday the 18th of March, Rabbi Aaron Hirsch, Pesach, Understanding the Numbers. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Dover, Lichvod Simchas and Asurim of Yosef Shlomo Dover and Shani Abraham.
We will be fasting.
So, it is well known that Bizman HaMishnah and onwards, they had Arba Kosis, they had four Kosis through the Seder, and at particular points, Chalikas, whether we make a bracha over each of the cases, but the Arba Kosis is ongenommen across the board. The question is, why? Why do we have Arba Kosis? To which the Yerushalmi proposes various answers, various reasons. Rev Bnayor says the one that we are most familiar with, Keneged the Arba Geulos, the four expressions of Geula that we come across in Parshas Va'era, Vaitsesi, Vitsalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti, we have Arba Geulos that we celebrate on Seder night. Rabbi Shur ben Levi says it's Keneged Arba Kosos Shel Paroi. Oh. Which four Kosos are these? If you have a look in Parshas Vayeshev, the dream that the Sar HaMashkim relates to Yosef, so he talks about Ve'esfet Osam El Kos Paroi. There are three mentions of the word Kos when he is talking to Yosef, and a fourth when Yosef responds. So connected these Arba Kosis, we have Arba Kosis on Seder. Whereas Reb Levi says it's connected Arba Malchios. Now, it's a little difficult to understand why the wine specifically would celebrate the Arba Lashonos Geula. Geula Lachaira is the Korban Pesach. And also difficult to understand why we would be having it keneged the four malchios, the four exiles that we were going to endure. That doesn't sound like a positive. Why would we use wine for this? Moreover, in what way can we see a common link to all of the answers that are given in the Yerushalmi? So, this is based on mostly what I've come across in the Svarim of the Shvili Pinchas, and he starts with the following comment. In Parshas Boy, we are told when they come out of Mitzrayim, Umeshav b'nei Yisrael asher yoshvu Mitzrayim, how long did Klal Yisrael spend in Mitzrayim? Shleishim shona v'arba me'ez shona. Actually, the Shibud was not 400 years, but 430 years. And in the next pasuk, in case you think it's a typo, the Torah repeats it. Vayhi miket shleishim shona v'arba me'ez shona v'hi be'etzma yom hazeh. That's when Klal Yisrael comes out of Mitzrayim. Now, it says it was 430 years. The truth is that the Shibud itself, the actual intense slavery, was only 86 years. When Miriam was born, she received her name because the times were particularly difficult. She is 6 years older than Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore she is 86 at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which means that the actual intense Shibud lasted 86 years. It's interesting to note that 86 is one-fifth of 430, which means it's 20%, which means that they left Mitzrayim four-fifths early. And this is the four Lashonos of Geula. It doesn't necessarily refer to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us in four different ways. But there were four levels of Geula that we experienced that we shouldn't have. Because the Shibud should have lasted 430 years, and it only lasted one-fifth of that. And therefore, there were 344 years left, four-fifths. 344 is not just a number, it's kais, the word kais times four, because kais is gematria 86. And therefore four kaisas is 344 years early that we came out of Mitzrayim. Okay. Why? Why did we come out of Mitzrayim? What happened that we were allowed to come out early? Problem was, as we know, we were on the 49th level of Tumah. Had we stayed there any longer, we would have been consumed by this Tumah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take us out at this time in order that we would survive, Baruchnius. However, we still have a debt to pay. The debt is those four levels of Golus. And therefore, we drink the four kosas because we remember that there will be another four expressions of Golus, not just because there were four expressions of Geula, which took us out, but there'll be another four expressions of Golus that we will go into in order to make up those four-fifths that we exited early. And why drink wine? In the same way as HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, hein ga'alti eschem acharis kereshis, that we will also survive and overcome those four Golias. So now we already have two of the three reasons given in the Yerushalmi as to why we come out of Mitzrayim when we do and why we link it to the Arba Kaisis. How were we going to avoid the problem of the 49 levels of Tumah coming upon us again? We needed Torah. Torah was the ingredient that would allow us, come what may, to overcome Golus. And therefore, we are told in Parshas Yisrei, "B'chodesh ha'shlishi letzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, b'yom hazeh bo midbar Sinai." And the Pasuk afterwards tells us, where did they come from that they arrived at Har Sinai? Vayisu me'refidim vayovoyu midbar Sinai. Interesting to note that refidim has a gematria of 344, which means they came rofui. Refidim means they were weak, and that's why they had to come out of Mitzrayim. But now they were coming to Har Sinai, and they would be able to overcome those Arba Kaisas, those 4 times 86, that 344 years, with the Koyach of Torah. Okay, so far we understand when they came out. What we need still to understand is what mechanism allowed them this escape route. How could it be that after only serving one-fifth of the Golus, they were allowed out of Mitzrayim? So there is a fascinating series of psukim at the end of Parshas Vayigash, which most people ignore. In other words, we know of their existence vaguely, but we don't really pay much attention to them. It is the dialogue between Yosef and the people in Egypt after the famine has started. And it concerns both the first and the second year of the famine. And we are told, Vayitim hakesef me'eretz Mitzrayim, there was no money left, the people couldn't buy food, and this is not just the people from Mitzrayim, but even from Eretz Canaan, and Vayovoyu kol Mitzrayim el Yosef. So the Egyptians turn up, and they say to Yosef, Hova lonu lechem v'lomo nomus. We're starving, we need food, we need bread. So Yosef says, okay, fine, bring me all of your cattle. Hovu miknechem. So they did. And so Yosef gave them bread. So the first year they survived by basically giving up most of their possessions. Vatitam ha-shona hi, so the first year of the famine is over. And so they come to him, b'shona shenis. And they say, we have nothing left. Bilti im Kuvioseinu va'admosenu. The only two things that we now possess are our land, our houses, and ourselves. Lomonomus, same question, we don't want to die. Kene oisonoves admosenu. Buy us and our land. And Yosef does so. And at this point in time, Paroi owns Mitzrayim, literally. He owns all of the Egyptians, they are all his avodim, and he owns all the land of Mitzrayim. Okay, fine. The Esha'om Hevir, and he does a population transfer. He moves people all over Mitzrayim. The reason behind this, one of the reasons is that they should feel strangers. That when Klal Yisrael comes down, Klal Yisrael shouldn't be the only ones who are strangers in a foreign land, but the Egyptians, they'd be moved, you know, from Hull to Plymouth and from London to Newcastle, so they don't feel that at home either, they don't understand the accent, and therefore, maybe there will be less of a golus which Klal Yisrael will go through because it's common suffering. Rak admas ha-koyanim lo-ikona, he also brought in that law, and that allowed the Levim to stay out of the golus. Okay, then you have something very interesting. Pasuk Chof Dalet. Well, it starts in Chof Gimel. Yosef says, listen, I bought you, I bought everything. Heilochem Zera. Here you have something which will keep you going. Unasatem Chamishis Lepare. I will give it all to you. You will pay back one-fifth to Pare. Va'arba hayodais yelochem. Four-fifths of what I've given you, you can hold on to. When you repay your debt, you only have to repay one-fifth. 20%, the rest, it's a gift. And they said, Hech Yusonu, they were very happy. And then Yosef enshrines this as a law in Mitzrayim. Vayosem oisa Yosef l'choik ad hayom hazeh, al admas Mitzrayim, l'farei l'choymesh. You only pay back one-fifth of the debts that you owe to Paroi. Now, as I say, normally you read these psukim, it goes right by you, fine, you know, taxation laws as they existed in ancient Egypt, l'may nafkamina, there is a big nafkamina. And here we are given one glimpse into this. Paroi only has to be paid back one-fifth. Fine. So we understand how we could come out after 86 years. We understand how the debt works by paying 20%. What we don't yet understand... Oh, hang on, one last thing. The Arba Kosis of Paroi that take place there when he the butler tells his dream. Firstly, within the dream, the psukim make clear that there was an accelerated growth. That the way the vine and the grapes grew in the dream of the Sar HaMashkim was far faster than should have been the case. And there were Shleishos Sarigim, which the Medrash says are Moshe, Aaron and Miriam. So we see the linkage between his dream and Yetzias Mitzrayim. And of course, this dream and the interpretation, which is the fourth mention of the word kais, is that which propels Yosef onto the throne and allows all of that which we have just said in Parshas Vayigash to take place. Okay. What we have yet to understand is why was the Golus 430 years? Mehechateisa, that should be the exact amount that for some reason allows Golus to transform into Geula. So, you're probably aware that the Neshama has five Chalokim. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. Normally talk about the three Chalokim, but truth is there are five, and the Ari builds much of his binion of Kabbalah around this concept. Of the five, as we saw in the parasha that we read yesterday, the nefesh, the lowest of the five, is the one that is most identified with the physical. The Torah tells us, ki hadam hu hanefesh. And in last week's parasha in Vayikra, it says, v'nefesh kisechta. Right? We use the term nefesh a number of times in parashas Vayikra when it comes to chet. The nefesh is that element which is closest to the physical element of the body, and that is the part which is most involved in chet, and therefore that is the part that most needs tikkun. And therefore, if we go all the way back in time to Adam HaRishon, it is the nefesh of Adam HaRishon that was involved in the Eitz Hadas, befrat, according to the opinion that the Eitz Hadas was Geffen, and he used it to have wine, but it wasn't yet Shabbos. Therefore, the nefesh needs a kapora. Nefesh has a gematria of 430. And that is the kapora that is needed, not just for Adam HaRishon, but all the way through time. And we see this within the psukim in Bereishis. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Adam and Chava just after the Chet in Perek Gimel, we come across the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elohim. Elohim is Midas HaDin. And the word Elohim occurs five times in the Psukim. Vayishma es kol Hashem Elohim, Vayikra Hashem Elohim, Vayoyma Hashem Elohim, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, and then in Pasuk Yud Dalad. Elohim has a gematria of 86, like Kais. Five times Elohim is 430. That is the Midas Hadin, and this is what needs to be expiated. This is the Nefesh HaChaitas that needs to be undone. And therefore, there are five levels of Golus, one-fifth of which we served in Mitzrayim, and the other four-fifths through the four exiles. And therefore, it's not surprising that these five mentions of Elohim reoccur in Shmos, where we are told, and these are psukim we are very familiar with from the Haggadah, Vayehi v'yomim rabim ahem v'yomos melech Mitzrayim v'yonchu b'nei Yisrael minu avoida v'yizoku v'altal sh'avosam el ho Elohim minu avoida. That's one. And the next pasuk, v'yishma Elohim es narkosam v'yizker Elohim es brisa es Avraham es Yitzchak es Yaakov. The next pasuk, v'yar Elohim es b'nei Yisrael v'yeda Elohim. That putting together of the Golus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hearing and knowing is because that is what the Golus is centered upon, the five mentions of Elohim, five times 86, which is the 430 years that Klal Yisrael needed to be in Shibud Mitzrayim. The interesting thing, however, within these psukim, is that Elohim occurs only once when they deal with the Avodah of Mitzrayim, in that first pasuk, Vayonchu b'nei Yisrael min ho'avoidah, and Vatal shavosim elo Elohim min ho'avoidah. Only one Elohim is linked to the avoidah of Mitzrayim. The other four are really linked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking them out. Vayishma Elohim, Vayizkor Elohim, because the other four is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to release them early. Only one Elohim, only one set of 86 years, is going to be the actual avoidah in Mitzrayim. So far, we understand why it is that we have Arba Kaisis. We understand why Klal Yisrael was supposed to be in Golus for 430 years. And we understand how they could have an exit after only 20% of their sentence was served. All of this was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh. Because it says, Vayomer Moshe el ho Elohim. Mi onoichik elech al pari. Moshe doesn't, it should normally say Vayomer Moshe el Elohim. It's el ho Elohim. To the five, to the hey Elohims. Moshe is aware that what they have to do is undo these 430 years. So he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can they possibly come out of Mitzrayim when they haven't yet served the hey Elohims? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him that he will go, V'zeh l'cho ha'ois, because Klal Yisrael tavdun es ha'elokim at this mountain. The ha'elokims will come to fruition as a result of coming to Har Sinai, from which they will get the Koach of Torah, which will allow them to overcome the remaining 344 years. More than that, Zeh l'cho ha'ois, we normally translate as this will be the sign. Ois also means a letter. Moshe's name has a gematria of 345, which is one more than the 344 which were lacking. The Zeh l'cho ha'ois, you will be able to overcome that which needs doing in order to get them out of Mitzrayim. Fine. And this means that we look at all of the history of Klal Yisrael, not only Klal Yisrael, from Adam HaRishon onwards. Everything is interlinked from the original chait of Adam HaRishon through to the Shibud Mitzrayim and the four Goliaths and eventual four Geulais. They are all part of one whole, and all of this is understood within the fact that we drink four kosos on Seder night. Okay. One last thing, which is not directly but indirectly linked, and that is that during Seder night, during the Haggadah, we recite Hallel without a bracha. Not only do we say it without a bracha, we split Hallel into two. And the truth is, the one is the answer for the other. The Torah writes, brings Ikka Plukta, he says there's a big machlokes rishonim as to what you should do with this Hallel. The Maram Rottenberg and Rav Haigon and others, they quote the Ritzbah and others, they used to make two brachas over the saying of Hallel. One over the first half, one over the second half. Whereas he says the Rosh, his father, and others don't say a bracha at all. And then the Torah brings in Yesh Neagim to say Hallel in the Beis HaMedrash, in Beis HaKnesses, rather with a bracha beforehand, and that way they are yotza that Hallel is said in one go with a bracha, as we normally do. The Levush adds that the way it is split is because half of Hallel, we call it half, but it's the first two prokim, deal with Yetzias Mitzrayim, whereas the rest of Hallel, and the Hallel that we are saying within the Haggadah at that stage, not just the psukim, the parokim in Tehillim, but Hallel that we are saying at that stage in Seder, Reva Haggadah is Bashar Geulais and the Geula HaAsida. Most of what we're talking about then, Nishmas Kol Chai, we finish it basically into Nirtzav and the Shana Bobi Yerushalayim, but it's not dealing with Mitzrayim, and in fact, Mitzrayim is not mentioned in the rest of Hallel, in the rest of the Prokim from Tehillim of Hallel. Mitzrayim is no longer mentioned. So we have reasons in Halacha why it is split into two and therefore no bracha. And we have, so to speak, textual reasons, because it's not dealing with Mitzrayim. But perhaps we can take this a stage further. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Kufnun Zayin says, Hisha tzivonu l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, v'chol mi sheyosef v'yarech b'hagodas masha osa Hashem lonu. And anyone who will extend and be marach in that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us, L'chairu, even though he's saying lonu here, he is referring still to Yitzias Mitzrayim. So this person is Meshubach. And then the Rambam adds in Sefer Mitzvahs, U'lahoydeisloi, to express gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al ma shegumalonu mechasodov, that which we have received from the chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here it is quite possible to make the case that the Rambam is no longer talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, but us personally. Possibly. But one thing is clear, and that is that the Ramban has a piece, a very famous piece in Parashas Boy, which would very much link in to splitting what the Rambam is saying into two. That we have to give Haidar for what took place in Mitzrayim and give personal Haidar as well. And that is that the Ramban tells us, Umin Hanissim Hamufursamim, from the famous miracles that we experience or that we know about, Odom Moideh Benissim Hanistarim, the outcome of experiencing open miracles has to be that a person acknowledges, realizes, that the hidden miracles are Yesoid HaTorah Kula. That the hidden miracles, not the express miracles, are the Yesoid of Torah. And he goes on to say, this is a very, very strong Lashon, She'ein la'odam chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. Person cannot say that they are part of Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, ad she'namin, until they believe that every word, that every occurrence, kulam nisim, ein bahem teva. Until a person achieves a level where they understand that is the nisim hanistorim showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because ein bahem teva, until then a person has not got the chelek in Teras Moshe Rabbein. If that's the case, the first half of Hallel deals with that which was undoubtedly Nes. How we came out of Mitzrayim, how Kriyas Yamsuf manifested itself. The second half of Hallel is all about the personal experience. Ki chilats do nafshi mimoves. Ma oshiv l'Hashem, because I owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem azaroni, vatihi li lishua. All of these are expressions within Teva. Person went through Nisyenis and saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Nishmas Kol Chai. Nishmas Kol Chai means that we have a chiyuv to be Meida, to be Makir, to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which means that Hallel is split into two because it has two completely different purposes. Now, Hallel, first off, which mentions Mitzrayim, deals with the Malo Min HaTeva, the Nisim HaMufursamim, and then the next part of Hallel, which doesn't mention Mitzrayim at all, deals with the Nisim HaMistarim, which according to, as the Ramban puts it, are the Ikka. They are the ones that we most have to work upon. It's interesting that amongst the Rishonim, the saying of Hallel in Shul is connected to various different things, not necessarily what we have just said. The Meiri writes that they would say Hallel in Shul with a bracha, keneged the Hallel that was said when they brought the Korban Pesach. And he adds it was said during the day. Because no point in saying it when it's already Leil Teshuv. You have to say it on Yud Dalad when they were actually bringing the Korban Pesach. Whereas the Rashba writes something very interesting. B'nei ha'ir she'ein lahem mi she'yikra lahem halal. In the middle of Seder, there were people who didn't know halal, and we know from the Mishnah in Sukkah, and therefore they would come to Shul, and Hallel would be said for them, and they would repeat it. Because it is such an important part of the Seder, therefore it was something that needed to be done, and the only way to achieve this was by coming to Shul. According to this reason, obviously, it can very much be said at night in Shul, because this was the reason for the Takana. Either way, what emerges from both the pieces about the Arba Kaisis and the Hallel being split into two is that we are still in the middle of that which started at Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the way at the time of the final Golus to emerge from it is to understand how in my life HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, so that we will eventually be zeicher, not just to drink that cup, but to drink it as a result of the fact that all of the 430 years of Golus have now been dealt with, and that we are zocha to the Geula Shleima.
Spaces at Rabbi Hirsch's safe.